NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Police in Kansas City, Missouri, say an NFL player has killed his girlfriend and himself today. Javon Belcher committed suicide at the Kansas City Chiefs facility. Laura Ziegler of member station KCUR in Kansas City says authorities have been called to the building before Belcher died.
When police arrived, he had a pistol to his head. He was talking to the coaches, who police later identified as the coaches of the team. Javon Belcher then walked away from the coach and from the police, and in front of the police and his coaches, he then shot himself in the head.
Laura Ziegler reporting. Belcher's girlfriend was also shot. She was taken to the hospital, where she later died. Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi says his country will hold a vote on December 15th on a proposed constitution. This was written by an assembly dominated by members of the Islamist Muslim Brotherhood. Liberal and Christian members of the assembly boycotted it. They said the rights of all Egyptians are not equally protected in the draft constitution. Supporters of President Morsi confronted opponents in Alexandria, Egypt. The controversial constitution and Morsi's recent decree, saying that his decisions cannot be challenged in court, are drawing huge opposition from thousands of Egyptians. But tens of thousands of Morsi supporters also turned out for demonstrations in Egyptian cities today. Israel's plans to build thousands of new homes and settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories have drawn strong condemnation from Britain. NPR's Philip Reeves says London's urging Israel's government to reverse the decision.
Britain's Foreign Secretary, William Hague, says he is extremely concerned by Israel's plans to build 3,000 new homes in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. He points out Israeli settlement building is illegal in international law. If Israel goes ahead with these plans, he says, it'll alter the situation on the ground on a scale that makes it increasingly difficult to achieve a two-state solution to the conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians. Israel announced the plans after the Palestinians secured a vote of recognition at the United Nations as a non-member observer state. Britain's long criticized Israel for settlement building, but rarely in such blunt language. Hague calls on both sides to return to peace talks, warning the window for a two-state solution is closing. Philip Rees, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Authorities in Miami, Florida say a bus crashed into an overpass at Miami International Airport today. Two people died and three others were badly injured. 27 more people are hurt. The bus was apparently too tall for the overpass, which was near the entrance to the airport arrivals area. Police say the bus was privately owned and is mostly used for tours, and the driver was apparently not familiar with the area. This is NPR. This is World AIDS Day. The United States has promised to expand its global AIDS-fighting program with increased medical intervention and prevention efforts. The program was initially started by former President George W. Bush. It is credited with helping more than 5 million people worldwide receive AIDS-fighting medication. While the number of deaths from AIDS is falling, the United Nations still says 1.7 million people died of it last year. A shot at the college football national championship is on the line in Atlanta today. NPR's Debbie Elliott says Alabama and Georgia face off in the Southeastern Conference championship game.
The second-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide is on the hunt for a third national title in 4 years, but number three Georgia has an identical 11-1 record and incentive. Receiver Tavares King remembers the Bulldogs' loss to LSU in last year's SEC championship.
I feel like now we know what it takes to win. You know, that game last year was a tough one. Still tough to swallow.
Bama running back Eddie Lacy knows the stakes are high for the defending national champs.
Expect a dogfight.
The SEC winner will meet top-ranked Notre Dame for the national championship game in Miami early next year. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Ford is recalling nearly 90,000 vehicles because of a fire hazard. The 2013 models of the Ford Escape SUV and its Fusion sedans with 1.6-liter engines could experience overheating injuries. There are reports of 12 engines catching fire. No injuries are reported. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.